Maybe we will do the mainly the session in Spanish, but if someone needs translation, maybe we can put it by peers and help each other. Are you okay with this? Because all of the people presenting projects are preferring speaking in Spanish. So is it okay for you?
You can make a little room with people who need translation.
Yeah, who needs translation?
But is the other session in English?
I don't know.
Oh, we can try in English. Is it possible or not?
Okay. I don't know. For me to give a... Or maybe we can try. I don't know. Who needs translation?
Yeah.
Can you help?
I can have a translation in English to English. But yeah. Does anyone have English with English?
Maybe what? Can you help her? Yes, because the machine is not working.
Yes, no,
I can
help you.
How are we doing?
Bueno, buen día entonces nuevamente y gracias. Gracias por estar aquí. La idea de esta sesión, como comentaba un poco Marco en el comienzo, es sistematizar y poner de relieve algunas de las experiencias más importantes en formación, en investigación sobre temas de Commons, pero sobre todo también hacer un puente y un link con experiencias activas que estén generando ese conocimiento, que de alguna manera las experiencias de formación pueden compartir y difundir. La idea era básicamente esta, presentar algunas experiencias, pero hacerlo de una forma transversal, si se quiere, no con algunos temas y no quizás como las primeras sesiones que tuvimos. Fijarnos en el contenido, es decir, la educación como bien común, como contenido educativo, pero también en los procesos educativos que de alguna manera pueden ser vistos desde una perspectiva de los comunes. Vamos a empezar, si les parece bien, porque hay gente que está conectada por streaming, con un video de una propuesta con la cual también estamos en contacto, que es la School of Commoning de Inglaterra. ¿Vale? Es un video de unos 15 minutos, probablemente, este video es en inglés, probablemente, digamos, para empezar está bien, y lo que podemos hacer es, si se hace muy largo, cortamos. Podemos conversar un poco sobre algunos de los puntos que habíamos planteado y luego volvemos, si se quiere, para terminar con el video. A ver si Rubén está contestando.
Sí, sí, Pico.
Sí.
El grupo va a flipar, ¿eh?
Ya.
Thank you.
ver si el otro grupo no nos mata. Entonces, lo que sí tenemos es aquí con nosotros tres experiencias que la idea es, como decía, compartir y dialogar un poco entre ellas para, sobre todo, ampliar un poco el campo hacia otra gente que también haya podido estar trabajando en temas de educación y commons y poder compartir esas experiencias y ver de qué manera también podemos hacia adelante generar redes y alianzas para poder trabajar en conjunto. La idea es eso, más que presentar las experiencias directamente, dialogar sobre tres o cuatro tópicos que hemos estado trabajando previamente o que para nosotros, que somos de la Escuela de los Commons de aquí de Barcelona, nos podría resultar también interesante compartir y debatir con ustedes. El primero, que es el más general, y la idea es invitar a las personas que han estado trabajando y que ahora vamos a presentar, es el tema de alguna manera, desde qué lugar pensar la relación entre commons y educación, entre commons y espacios de educación. ¿Por qué es necesaria, de alguna manera, una educación en los commons? Si es realmente esto una cuestión que para nosotros es prioritaria y desde qué perspectiva adoptamos esta cuestión. Entonces, si les parece bien, podemos comenzar, de alguna manera, nosotros mismos, a través de Rubén Martínez, y luego hacemos extensiva la pregunta a las otras tres presentaciones, a las otras tres experiencias que tenemos aquí entre nosotros. Comenzamos nosotros con Rubén Martínez y la Escuela de los Commons, y luego...
Una ronda de presentación muy rápida.
¿Sí? Bueno, perfecto. Hagámoslo relativamente rápido, así podemos... pasar a las experiencias en común, pero insisto, que vamos a hablar de tres o cuatro tópicos y luego, sobre cada uno de estos tópicos, tal vez podemos hacer intervenciones puntuales, de manera que hacemos un diálogo más directo y no solo una presentación de cada una de las experiencias. Bueno, yo, como decía, soy Nicolás Marbieri, del Instituto de Gobierno y Políticas Públicas, y también estoy implicado en el proyecto de la Escuela de los Commons de aquí de Barcelona.
Yo soy Pablo Villa. He estado trabajando varios años en la administración pública y también en el sector social, formación social, y estoy también en Colectiu, con el grupo que hemos hecho varios proyectos para administraciones con esta visión también del Commons y entre otros proyectos que vengo sobre todo a aprender y a escuchar de qué va.
Yo me llamo Marinau, soy profesor de políticas en la Autónoma y soy compañero de Nico en el IGOP, compañero de Pau.
Guillermo Rojo, vengo de la cooperativa ETCETRAS, Estrategia de Transformación Comunitaria y Sostenible. Dedicamos sobre todo a temas de participación, empoderamiento y desarrollo comunitario y somos también miembros de la CHES, la Red de Economía Social y Solidaria de Cataluña.
Yo soy David Gómez y soy miembro de la Asociación Amica Wikipedia. Estoy en el equipo de educación. Organizamos un encuentro sobre Wikis y educación en marzo pasado para reunir experiencias. Y además, bueno, soy profesor de multimedia en la UOC y he desarrollado experiencias de uso de Wikipedia con los estudiantes. Y también formo parte de un colectivo artístico que se llama Taller Intangibles, que hemos trabajado en proyectos participativos con contenidos copyleft. Y bueno, aparte me dedico a montar wikis y he participado en varias, o sea, he desarrollado varios wikis como recurso para procesos de educación.
Yo soy Javi Creus, soy consultor de estrategia, la empresa se llama Ideas for Change. Asesoro básicamente a corporaciones. Creo que las corporaciones han de repensarse, incluyendo y decidiendo qué parte en abierto y qué parte en cerrado, y creo que han de definir la sociedad de responsabilidad corporativa no como algo paralelo, sino hacer contribuciones reales a los comunes. Y este es mi interés básico.
Bueno, Enrique Senabre y estoy como parte del equipo impulsor de Goteo, que es una propuesta para la financiación colectiva y los apoyos a proyectos que contribuyan a los comunes. En un sentido muy amplio. Estoy también en las reuniones de escuela y de Commons aquí en Barcelona.
My name is Eric, I'm from Holland. I'm involved in Wikipedia since 2002 and mainly focusing on data analytics, and I now work for the foundation.
I'm Alain Brosier, I'm from Montreal, Quebec. And I'm involved, I speak English. Estoy involucrado en un proyecto que se llama Remix the Commons, que es un proyecto de obra colaborativa en video, donde la gente va a poder, a través de una plataforma, hacer mashup and remix de videos, de varios contextos, varias estructuras, etc. En cuanto a la definición y a las prácticas de los comunes. Y el proyecto está arrancando esta semana con partenarios de África y partenarios de Europa y América por el momento.
Yo soy Laia Sánchez, profesora de Comunicación Audiovisual en la Autónoma y responsable del Laboratorio de Medios Sociales en Sipilar, Cornellà.
Yo soy Marcos García y vengo de Medialab Parado, en Madrid, donde bueno, se desarrolla una línea de trabajo que se llama Laboratorio de Comunes, los últimos 4 o 5 años, donde se desarrollan distintos proyectos, iniciativas relacionadas con.
Yo soy Laura Fernández y vengo también de Madrid, de Medialab Parado.
Yo soy Rubén Martínez, vengo de iProducciones, que es una plataforma de investigación sobre el área de la economía política de la cultura. Y aparte, también estoy en CIN, que es un espacio del Raval donde estamos diferente gente trabajando sobre procesos de investigación en el área, en la esfera cultural.
Yo soy
Jacobo,
soy investigador de la Autónoma y me ocupo de ecología política y de conflictos sobre la redistribución de recursos naturales. Soy parte del grupo de la Unión General.
Okay, and there's also in the group of the growth studies and analysis in a very broad sense. He collaborates in the GOP and the University Institute in the group of the Commons. And we Hotel. Oh, well, in English already. It's okay, can you hear me right? Cool. If he comes from the Free Technology Academy, I'm going to say in English, so it's recorded here. Right? A castellà, quan parli en anglès, ho parlo en castellà. Clar, és que quan parlen en anglès, vale, ara estan fent les presentacions en... Ok, we're still in the presentations. About to finish the round of first presentations and then the work group is going to start.
Es que a lo mejor por el tema de audición, ¿no?
Igual el vídeo es que lo van a matar a él.
Well, we're talking about move to another place, basically, because someone agreed that there's too much noise from the other group right now. Que ho sigo manduc això?
Sí, sí, arribarà, perquè va per dones.
Okay, I'm bringing the translator.
Vols que ho porti jo?
Sí.
Vale. Deixo aquí prop, no? Mentre parlo, sí. Està el micròfon.
Jo coneix aquest. És aquesta barreta aquí, vale. Que està enganxada amb una pinça.
Molt bé.
Això només que
ho posis així. Gràcies. Gràcies. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we're moving now to another area where we can talk with less noise. Can you sit here, more in the back or what?
With this side.
Oh, yeah, okay. So here you can. Okay.
Okay. Sure, this is fine. I'm fine here.
Yeah, you're fine, right? Okay. About to start again after finishing the round of presentations. Yeah, we may see the video at the end, so we can afterwards with less noise pollution and for closing the session. Wanted to introduce in these four areas we're going to discuss. We're going to do it at the end. and then Rosa, she's working in a project called Collaborabora. It's an organization related to social innovation projects and initiatives. And they want to activate in the commons at the local level. Now we move a paper with all the where we can break down our contact details. There's someone else who has to present, Josep Noguer from Amical Wikipedia. He's very interested in the area of learning at companies. He is more here to listen and learn rather than contribute. And then he's quite new to this media or issues.
Si le parece bien, entonces comenzamos con, insisto, algunas breves presentaciones. Haremos tres o cuatro tópicos, de los cuales las personas que habíamos invitado
anteriormente. The initiatives which have been invited. I think that, what do you think about moving there? Because I think no one in Wokio, eh? Eric, what do you think? Maybe we move one seat there, then the lift.
Empezamos un poquito con esta idea más general de por qué es necesario la educación.
So, that's where we're going to start, no? Why is necessary an education about commons, in which experiences can we offer connected to that? So Ruben is going to introduce very quickly the first steps of the initiative here in Barcelona. There are three basic ideas. The idea of a school of commoning here in Catalonia is first based in observing that the vast majority of people investigating the commons and the nature and the practices of production of commons are happening outside the institutional space, and specifically the formal educational space. The second reason, inside the academical context, is that there's a need to put to review the methodologies of generate knowledge in the university. So this way, mixing models of non-formal and formal education could be interesting for the university and especially the production of commons. And as a third point, not less important, that the commons are an element of social transformation, especially in a systemic crisis, economic and so on. There are social processes in social institutions that are starting to put into work practices that consider that the state, public, and the market as separated areas have something in the middle, which can be the commons. Can represent more the actual paradigm, no, in the current situation better than others. So the group started by writing down the reasons why to create a School of Commons based on those principles, and that was a process, quite a new process after some meetings with different people from different institutions, you know, so it's a kind of open group. There have been different areas that are needed to explore.
casi diría de, bueno, muy lógico y muy...
The first area that the group wants to cover is...
¿Qué relación no encontramos entre commons y educación?
What's the relationship between commons and education? Bringing the experience of each one and the trajectory of each one.
Pues probablemente esta relación entre commons y educación puede tener una perspectiva diferente.
So that can bring different perspectives to the group. Then the methodologies of learning will be the second one. No, the singularity of the group of a commons should be this aggregation of models. Of formal and informal educational processes. So this is kind of the second question, how to articulate solutions. So someone both there in this case from the Free Technology Academy has been studying this area, especially about methodology and a hybrid model that can connect also with sustainability models. That sustainability is, or it's been an approach not only as economical or monetary, but how to incorporate the mechanisms of sharing resources, material resources, no, in the group. How to articulate networks of confidence, not only related to money or to monetary things, but thinking in openly in different models. And there's the last area or homework that the group has put to itself, and then it's to mapping experiences of practices of commons in a broad sense. No? There's a high volume of experiences of research outside the university field, and it's been not collected, it's not been systematized. So under which criterion we have to map or classificate those experiences? Those are connected to the questions we have asked to people which is here from different experiences. Methodologies, why education and commons, sustainability models, and mapping the commons. These will be the four questions driven by other experiences. Yeah. So, we now ask directly to those experiences connected to the first question. Though, why? Research and investigate about education and commons. It's the first topic. We center into those questions and see how far we can go with it and try to go to the other ones. So now the question goes to the people from Media Lab Prado, which have been working for several years in this group connected to the commons. So Marco is pointing to the relationship between commons. He translates, or the translation to Spanish should be pro-commun. That's a commons will be maybe the translation to English, he reckons. And he defines that the community that learns about the that the community that focuses on the commons as they view it as a community of learning. I mean, they define themselves as a community of learners around the commons. They consider that the commons are configured by resources, shared resources. And the second part, the community that produces the commons. And the third one being the methods and the tools that that community uses for using those resources. That's something that doesn't come like a given thing, it's a process. They consider the natural commons, it's a long process. And it's an emergent pattern, emergent behavior that shows up after a long period and usually connected to a place, no, to a physical place. So that's another reason for considering that as a process of learning. Where people that are connected to the community have to learn how to generate rules to coordinate themselves. So there were three parts, or three levels, into where generate knowledge about it. First, about the resource itself. Generating a very specific knowledge about the resources they're generating. So it's a knowledge driven by their own community itself. The second has to do with all the rules that the community has to generate to use, to administrate the commons. So what's the framework for that, the infrastructure for that, that the community constructs for using the resource. And that's the third point, being the one of the most important, how that community recognizes the contributions of each one of the members. The contributions that they make into the commons. No? So recognizing and incorporating that into a system. A system that allows, when it succeeds, when it works, allows all the participants to develop their abilities and their skills to the commons. So that's what's needed for generating a framework for the commons and make it sustainable. So that was connected to the natural commons, which is the focus which has been based now describing it. So there are differences when we talk about digital commons from their point of view. While the natural commons have more time and characteristics which take longer to consolidate on a long period, in a place, a physical place that's connected to the natural commons. In the case of digital commons, what we see is that these time processes accelerate and they become more quick. And instead, they are not connected to a single place. So that means different properties. The question now will be, because it's an interesting moment, 10 years after Wikipedia has consolidated a model connected to that digital commons, it's how to come back to the physical area for creating institutions who have a strong notion of community and that can be inspired by all those processes which are digital. They think that's the challenge, no? The institutions we have generated, they still don't get answers to all these problems. that the digital world has been more quicker into adopt and experiment. So the commons offers a framework, a theoretical, but also a framework of practices that is very good. So connected to the next issue here, learn by doing, it's important, but also to get contexts where the experimentation and learning by mistakes, it's possible as well. So spaces for prototyping, for having a lab where you can prove if the laws or the rules of the commons or the spaces can be applied to other contexts. Okay, that's going to be more the second part, which is methodological. We keep with the first round of interventions about the experiences that. So now someone from the project Wiki Schools it's going to explain their case and what they think connected to the first question about learning and commons. When David Gomez started to use Wiki School with the students, the first why or first reason was because he thought that there was a knowledge generated in the classroom that was lost after every period of semester. But what is created in the classroom can have a continuation in the next course, and that was in the formal educational was missing. No? Then when you put into practice, many things emerge. So the question to why the commons and education are connected or should be connected has an ethical component, which is very important. Why the knowledge generated in the classroom has to be shared and free, and it has to do with what education is somehow. Because education, in a sense, is the knowledge. I mean, the collaborative knowledge, creation of knowledge. So, in formal education, no? When it means a group of students and teachers in a common place, which is the classroom. Also, when we talk about people which are under majority of age, which are under 16 years old, and it comes to issues as homework, it's also important to consider the introduction of those practices and putting the resources in a common place will create a methodology that allows to share it in the educational space, but also with the society. So it seems like that inserting those production in the commons is the most logical thing for an ecology of knowledge region among different people. So that's his contribution from the perspective of a teacher to that question. And from Amical, from his point of view as a Wikipedian in the Catalan Association of Wikipedia, where this entity tries to bring Wikipedia to the street and go and explain it to people as a main objective of the association. Where many people has enrolled after knowing it as an internet good. So that's what they're doing, no? Which is go and then tell people who have never edited an article, and from that perspective, from that goal they have, that perspective, the getting into education has a lot of sense, because they are aware that Wikipedia is very, very much used in educational environments. Some years ago, in a hidden way or a way that could not be admitted, while now we have super here we have evolved in a way which that feeling or that attitude is not the same one, which is more open and recognizing that we use it in educational environments. So if the tool and the content is free and it's generated among lots of people, it has no sense to use it in a passive way in the classroom. So it's very important not to bring just the contents, but the practices in the educational field, and see how it's done and how to contribute. And there are many other things added to that. Someone who's studying an issue or a topic has the opportunity to bring that knowledge more accessible, even more than the people or the person who is in the role of a teacher. When you acquire the knowledge, when you get it as something new, you're in a situation of opportunity to make it accessible to more people. And that's something that they have seen as well. And that connects to many other questions. So when it comes to mapping experiences, they are like the free riders, teachers, or let's say more in an independent way, which are being individual, while there are other experiences which are from structured projects that can be applied in different educational centers at the same time. But there's someone, for example, who is very connected to introducing Wiki in classrooms in a more organized way, rather than just by certain teachers that decided it individually. So Alina, which is here. She will make a first initial reflection from the point of view of the peer-to-peer university about why an education, or what the relationship from the experience of the peer-to-peer university and commons. Well, she introduces saying that she's not there in the field of education, but one of her experiences with the P2P University has been in the School of Webcraft, which is a school which has emerged in a partnership between the P2P community and the Mozilla community. The idea of the P2P University is to apply the philosophy of peers to peer into learning, especially in the formal learning. As a structure, it's a global community. It's got a platform collaboration where people can propose courses in labs and make groups of study. It has four schools. The social innovation school, math school, the school of Webcraft, of web technologies. Right now, they're working with creative commons in order to create the school of open. So the general idea is to create a global community which is online around the peer-to-peer philosophy. Educators community. Where members are learners, so educators are more facilitators.
Después,
la próxima misión, por ejemplo,
lo que intentamos hacer aquí a Barcelona nosotros.
So, they are trying to do here in Barcelona.
de utilizar esta plataforma, pero en el mismo tiempo hacer grupos offline, comunidades
offline, local communities connected to that.
Tengo la documentación online, pero después
for example, you can have a course in an online communication, an online curriculum, but then you can go to an open space, to a physical space where you can talk, share.
Y entonces la filosofía de los School of Webcraft
and then the philosophy of the School of Webcraft is to offer the possibility to people to learn
web
technologies and use it for real problems
de vida
día a día. Yeah, daily, on daily basis.
And
she thinks could be very interesting is to go to the B2B
.org,
which is also translated into Spanish. Take a look at the courses, or people can propose the course.
Se puede mirar también el ejemplo del lab que hemos hecho este verano.
There's a lab that has been done this summer.
El Mozilla Lab, News Innovation Lab.
Connected to.
Hemos utilizado la plataforma P2PU para hacer el primero lab experimental.
The first experimental lab.
Knight Mozilla. Okay, so es sobre el partenariado y bueno, sobre la se ha hecho un laboratorio de
periodismo en Mozilla for making a creating a laboratory about journalism and technology. So in the platform you can see clearly how it works.
¿Alguien necesita ayuda?
So if no one needs help,
para ver más o menos,
can ask Alina.
Si les parece bien, podemos hacer dos cosas. Como abrimos un primer turno de palabra para poder.
Now we consider we open a first round of questions or keep on with the second part or the second question and the second topic, which was more insisting on methodologies for developing educational projects. How to combine it with formal and non-formal education.
Si hay alguna pregunta o comentario o gente que esté trabajando en experiencias concretas que quiera explicar su filosofía, su manera de entender la relación entre cómo y educación, adelante, y si no, continuamos.
Bueno, ¿algún comentario que salga?
Sí, claro.
Yo sí termino. Tenía uno sobre la última vez, la última encuentro que tuvimos.
So, one of the questions connected to the last meeting. The group from the Barcelona School of Commerce was considering the idea of the lab. So the philosophy of a lab, and learning by mistake, and prototyping, and all those elements connected to the idea of the lab, it's something that the Media Lab has put into practice.
La figura, ¿no? Como ha comentado Alina, ¿no? El learner, el facilitador.
And also the figure of the mediator, or the facilitator, of a person which brings or takes the gap between the prototyping or the creation or the testing or using, which can be very technical. Mainly the figure of an expert. If we move that paradigm, no, or that model to the idea of school, if we want, to create a sort of school and you know, under the word school, there are many things attached to it, connected to the traditional schools, and that's a structure and a concept. Or if we want also, we can to enter into debate of the public formal education. So, a sensation.
meterse en el laboratorio, yo creo que se pierde.
Entering into the lab paradigm sometimes breaks that debate, no? That it's more connected to the public school system. And Marco points that we have to take benefit of that knowledge generated from the digital commons in order to put it into the real or offline context. How to bring it to school, I mean, it's something they consider as well. Then compared to the model of someone offering the knowledge and it's feeding some other person in a single direction who's learning, and then sometimes you miss the changing of roles between teacher and learner, or a model which is more probably connected to the commons, which is more distributed.
Pero si lo que se trata es precisamente transformar la noción de escuela que nos queda dados.
Buddy, there's a chance to transform the notion of school as given until now. Then school or workshop and so on is also a field that needs to take into consideration.
When
you incorporate something and it's very value, it's not only the knowledge and introduce in the commons, but the methodology behind the transmission of that knowledge, which opens up questions about legal methods and what points to resources as something fundamental. So where do the origins of the information come from? And we can make it even more interesting. Marco thinks that one of the biggest challenges that we face is the area or the issue of the fragmentation and multiplication of initiatives. He thinks that the design of the idea of a school has to take into consideration both sides. One is connected to the idea that many things taking place right now and recognize and to construct, they are constructing that reality. And the second is how to create a system where those practices are shared. So that space should be considered as an ecology of realities or practices. So one of the ways can be to construct principles or rules and protocols for sharing those approaches, and that should be the design that constructs a multiplicity of sharing in an autonomous way. And secondly, that's something that yesterday was considered as well, how to combine innovation and common sense. If we go to the part of innovation and from that field, sometimes could be more difficult to participate. So in that sense, the word school can open maybe can open in the case of Wikipedia, no? The framework of an encyclopedia incorporates or allows more an idea which is more affordable for many people. It can be very innovative at the same time, which it is, but that's like something to take into considering the concept of a school, which is a framework that helps to incorporate people with more ability than another word, no? Which cannot be school, it can be lab.
Uh,
the authorship and the license issue and the legal issue that Marco was considering, and how to combine it. It doesn't come from the hackers philosophy, but also from the academic field or the research field. The school has kind of forgotten or leaves that to levels, higher levels of education, which is a fundamental structure of research, of generators of knowledge in the academic field. When you use wikis or Wikipedia, it's so important to make a reference to the origins of the information, which is something, an academical principle that sometimes seems to be forgotten. So it's more to recover something that was already on the academy or the academic field into other levels of education, which are not the higher levels. So that's what they do at the first time when they teach people how to use Wikipedia. Or to participate in a project where generates for commerce, the first thing you have to explain is the question of authorship, confronting people from the will to use the context from someone else and the role of them as authors for some other people to do the same. So it's a relationship which involves every person's concepts and perceptions of what authorship means, and within a respectful way at the same time.
Please, if you allow me, this is at the middle of the session. There is a scheduled a split of the groups.
All right.
We are holding the session for Catalan communities. If somebody is interested, everybody is invited. Otherwise, you can continue. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you. Laia wants to add, connected to the concept of innovation, she understands. What we're trying to do is to change a model of school that it's not usual anymore, and that changes the innovation itself. So innovation doesn't necessarily have to have a problem as a word, because it's what's already happening when you consider to break those models, no, of educational processes. She doesn't believe that innovation is something superficial, but on the other hand, it's instead it's immersed in those educational changes, so it's not a real dichotomy. It's not a matter of taking importance rest importance to innovation or the innovation world, but to make more comprehensible and more understandable to other people that don't usually participate in those processes, to understand what they do, how to be involved. And that's more connected to the world of school. So the failure of the previous failures of Wikipedia at the very, very beginnings when it was trying to start could have been connected to not being as clear as when it started to be considered as an encyclopedia. In this way, you know, that the comprehensibility or the easy of understanding of the encyclopedia concept, it's been also probably very important for the Wikipedia project. Well, the lack of connecting innovation with words that are understandable and have a common sense may be in the failure of different projects, no, of other projects, which are.
a algo que se pueda transferir o se pueda aplicar a nivel institucional. Yo creo que aquí, en la institución con la que tendría que dialogar, es la universidad de la escuela.
When it comes to individuals who make these practices of innovation in teaching, the next step, or one of the most important objectives, is how to escalate that into a framework where educational institutions accept it as a key resource or a key activity for good practices, to something that can be done. No? Exactly, that when you see that after a semester, no, in your classroom, what's been done, it's lost, and it has to be rebuilt in the next session. It's also you're also losing an opportunity for deep into other practices. But then a change has to be made at the institutional level, inside the institution. So, how to make that a strategy for inside, outside, for bringing tools for institutions to change as well. And then she agrees that the word can help a lot, no, considering the title of the initiative.
Yo creo que
the common he believes is not teach it, but the commons it's a practice. He reckons the practice outside, it's again the practice itself, while fomenting or creating an environment for making the practices real, motivates the exercise of the exercise of common production. So if the way to promote a learning of a movement of learning of commons, for example, identifying the easiest practices where wikis may play a role, and start from that, start from the practices. So focusing on the commons as a practice rather than something that can be taught can help to clarify the agenda what to do. To create a space for different practices, it's very important to bring institutions that have those knowledge to bring them into the process. There's a tension there between how to pull from those institutions to pull them in the direction of the peer-to-peer university, that for those institutions can be very, very rupturist and let's say different, but at the same time, how do they keep a position in a cloud of institutions, which are the official or formal educational institutions? How do they find ways to go to where they sometimes really want to go? The use of new technologies, not losing the generated knowledge every course. So how do all these institutions find ways, not only as isolated experiences, but as full institutions, they find a framework where because they have a framework that sometimes is very constricted as well. So we started with what is the relationship between commons and schools. And for me it's important to see between different initiatives, and we talk about educational space, we talk about different places, different levels of education as well. For example, at this moment what we're trying to do, if we go to the Social World Forum, and where different social movements meet and gather, which movements I never have heard about the word commons. And that you recognize the plurality of spaces and cultures and even developments or times. And the different places where the commons can take place, no?
Contributing to Wikipedia as a way to foster education, it makes me think of the public policy initiative. In the last year, Wikipedia has been investing into more cooperation with official institutions, mainly universities. They called it the public policy initiative. And unlike before, they were greeted with a lot of enthusiasm. So they found a lot of teachers who were not afraid of Wikipedia, but rather were willing to contribute. And they had a long-running relationship with a set of teachers who encouraged their students to contribute and to get points for it. And instead of their assignment being put in a drawer and never being seen again, it would be useful for the whole world. So this year, and they changed the name, I don't know the name yet, they changed it to a global initiative, and I think there would be an opportunity to cross-inspire each other, because there is some similarities, I think.
I think to add, it's the reflection that maybe the dichotomy or difference between transforming the institutions which are more established as so, and to generate spaces where the commons take place. He reckons it takes, or it's the same process. There are different parts of the same process. Things that they are already having, and it's just more a way of saying how do they get involved into the practices of institutions. So it's maybe in the middle of that process from the experiences taking place and the institutions that can adopt them. There are a lot of educational spaces, some institutionalized like public libraries and some others like not. But they work, which maybe have more facilities for more easy ways for bringing people in. Can be more open to introduce new practices and new ways to educate.
So,
I see the institutions which are in the middle term. More in the middle than just these two opposite ideas that we are discussing now. Specifically when it comes to identify those practices and initiatives.
culpa por el abuso. Pasamos a una cuestión más puntual, si se quiere, que es experiencias en la metodología, en el propio proceso de educación de los jóvenes. Y sobre todo, si se quiere, hemos hablado ya, pero esta idea de educación formal o educación no formal. Si hay algún input en este sentido, ya lo haría quizás más libre, lo haría libre y no sé si, comenzando por Rubén, no sé si nosotros sabíamos o quiere comentar algo al respecto. Y sobre todo invito a la gente que evidentemente estaba convocada desde el principio, pero lo abrimos en general la conversación, me parece.
Yo creo que me sé compar de la conversación.
Sí, la forma de tocarlo.
Methodologies, I can say something, for example, about the case of the Free Technology Academy. Shall I comment on that one? The case of the Free Technology Academy is this, that we are running courses or modules online together with universities and other organizations, and it's specifically about free software topics. It can be economic aspects, technical, legal aspects, etc. As one instance of the digital commons, if you want. There we had this tension about the formal and the informal. Our intention is to make this open for participation as possible, though on the other hand, we also have formal rules of the universities for recognizing the credits of participants in those courses. So what we did is that anybody has the freedom to download all the materials, everything is replicable, the whole online campus can be replicated, it's free software, all the rules are on the educational resources. But if you want informal education, then you would need to subscribe and pay to participate in the formal course. It's then guided by university tutor. So there are the cases that there is still this formal structure. And this is maybe in hybrid, because on the other hand it's like a group work where people discuss and everything the knowledge generated within the class, like you suggested, is passed on, because it's all saved as much as possible in the wiki, which is an open wiki, and blogs, etc. Spaces that are accessible for the next generations of students, participants, golden learners. So there's this informal part where everybody can do anything and discuss anything in any area that is related to these topics. On the community forum, like it's like the Lorea kind of network that we saw yesterday. And there is this formal part, as I said, that is recognized as formal credits. So, yeah, then there's the little case that I wanted to suggest here. Later we can also talk about what this means for sustainability models. Maybe that's another topic that we can get.
Thank you. Libre a que cada uno pueda explicar metodologías concretas utilizadas o planteadas.
Sí, podemos contar un poco de metodologías que hemos hallado en el laboratorio de Formula.
Son metodologías connected to the lab of Commons in Media Lab. In the last 4 years, in the lab. The first period was more like a seminar, a discussion seminar, where to debate and to get opinions and different points of view about material commons and non-material commons. how to construct the connections among them. Coming from different areas, so, so it was an exercise of putting to put into common or to share the, those experiences and discuss them, etc. So speaking about the common issues from different points of view. So the first session or area or not, let's first do it if necessary. But they also started to think that they needed to pass from that period to action, no? To under an optic where some methodologies being used in other workshops in Media Lab could be used, practices based on learn by doing, working on a specific project, where the learning process goes to hand by hand with the production and research process, and also with the sharing process, especially around the results. So in the second year, they enter into this phase where